Discovery of line pressure broadening and direct constraint on gas surface density in a protoplanetary disk, by Tomohiro C. Yoshida et al. The gas surface density profile of protoplanetary disks is one of the most fundamental physical properties to understand planet formation. However, it is challenging to determine the surface density profile observationally, because the H2 emission cannot be observed in low-temperature regions. We analyzed the Atacama Large Millimeter, Submillimeter Array ALMA archival data of the line toward the protoplanetary disk around TWHYA and discovered extremely broad line wings due to the pressure broadening. In conjunction with a previously reported optically thin CO isotopologue line, the pressure broadened line wings enabled us to directly determine the midplane gas density for the first time. The gas surface density at approximately 5.0 from the central star reaches approximately 10 to the power of 3 GCM2, which suggests that the inner region of the disk has enough mass to form a Jupiter mass planet. Additionally, the gas surface density drops at the inner cavity by approximately 2 orders of magnitude compared to outside the cavity. We also found a low CO abundance of approximately 10 to the power of minus 6 with respect to H2, even inside the CO snowline, which suggests conversion of CO to less volatile species. Combining our results with previous studies, the gas surface density jumps at R approximately 20.0, suggesting that the inner region 3 this was discovery of line pressure broadening and direct constraint on gas surface density in a protoplanetary disk, by Tomohiro C. Yoshida et al.